Okay, good evening, everyone. I will declare the meeting open at 6:02 p.m. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting, the Whadjuk people of the Noongar Nation, and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I'd like to welcome our visitors this evening. We have Deputy Mayor Ian Johnson and Councillor and MWAC representative Councillor Johnson and Mayor Hamilton from Bazandean. I think that's everyone. Okay. Item two, attendance apologies and leave of absence previously approved. There are none. Item three, disclosures of interest. Marcus Geiser, CEO, has an impartial interest for items 19.4 and 19.5, being selection of facilitator for the Chief Executive Officer performance review process and Chief Executive Officer's performance review process. It's declared as an impartial interest. We also have a declaration from Miss Angela Gearing, Manager Human Resources, for the same items, 19.4 and 19.5, selection of facilitator for the CEO performance review process and CEO performance review process. It's an impartiality interest. Does any councillor wish to declare an interest? Nope. We'll move on. Item four, announcements by the chairperson. There is none. Item five, response to previous questions taken on notice. There are none. Item six, public question times. Question time. Would any members in the gallery wish to ask a question? No. Item seven, applications for leave of absence. Are there any councillors who would like to submit leave? I actually will. I would like to apply for leave from the 10th of March 2024 to the 17th of March inclusive. Can I please have moved Councillor Bowman, seconded Councillor Ellery. All those in favour? That is unanimous. And welcome Councillor Jeans. That's okay. Item 8, petitions, deputations and presentations. There are none. Item 9, confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. May I have a mover and a seconder for the minutes of the meeting held on the 23rd of November 2023 to be confirmed. Move Councillor Ellery, seconded Councillor Sutherland. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Okay, item 10, questions by members of which due notice has been given. I've been advised by the CEO that they have not received any questions of which notice has been given. Item 11, questions without notice. Councillors, do you have any questions that are not specific to the employee reports? No. Item 12, announcement of confidential matters for which meeting may be closed to the public. The following confidential reports are covered in section 19 of the agenda. Option to lease agreement with Woodside Energy. Request for tender RFT 2023-013 construction of Class 3 Stage 17 landfill cell at Redhill Waste Management Facility. Exemption from tender regulations for a contractor. Selection of facilitator for the CEO performance review process and CEO performance review process for 2024. Item 13, business not dealt with from a previous meeting. There is nil. Item 14, does anyone wish to withdraw any of the reports under section 14? Councillor Bowman?
14.6 and 14.8.
Anyone else? Oh, that's 19. Yep, no worries. So may I please have a mover and seconder to move on block and adopt the recommendations with the exception of items 14.6 and 14.8, which are to be withdrawn and dealt with separately. Move Councillor Ames, seconded Councillor Ellery. All those in favour? That is unanimous. So we'll now move to item 14.6, review of delegated powers and duties. Councillor Bowman, you've...
No.
Do you have an alternate?
Got
it. Vote against. Do I have a mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation? I'll move it. Seconded Councillor Sutherland. I don't have much to say other than they aren't making any changes to these delegations. They just have to be reviewed once every financial year. This is the standard review and it's to keep them all current. Councillor Sutherland? Anyone wish to speak against? Councillor Bowman?
Thank you, Madam Chair. As I raised in the agenda forum, I have concerns with the delegations. One, it's not in the format that we normally would see in local governments, and having reviewed all four member local governments, we all have a very similar format. My next concern is there's a number of delegations that would appear to be previous resolutions of council and they continue to stay there. We didn't know what they were. I do note we've been provided that information now. However, when you look at the delegation register, which is required to be publicly available, you will not be able to tell what those delegations are. An example I used last time, and I'm just trying to bring it up now, was the one from about 15 years ago, which was to finalise the sale of land. That was from 2005. That was C1 2005. That's still on there and it appears to have been on there for the last 18 years. My suggestion would be that if that has taken that long, perhaps we need to review that. If it's because it's something that may happen in the future, and then a resolution of this council can be made at that time. I think those type of delegations should not be included. There are a number of other ones on there as well, which is probably most of them are the ones that we've got the additional information for. So on that, I cannot support this motion because I do not believe, one, the review has been thorough in that we should be looking at those delegations that were made by a council resolution 15 years ago, whether it was needed or not.
Thank you, Deputy Chair. Would anyone else like to speak on this item? Councillor Polifka?
If possible, I would like to ask a question.
Go ahead.
So in terms of these delegations to the CEO through you, Madam Chair, if we weren't to pass this evening, what would the consequences be? Would the operations ground to a halt, or is there scope to defer and potentially address Councillor Bowman's concerns?
I'll go to the CEO.
Yeah, thank you, through the Chair. No, it wouldn't grind to a halt. I mean, we're still in the review. This is the last part of the review, and if there's more review need to be done, then we can do that. We just have to review it and finalise it and reinforce the delegations every financial year. So it wouldn't hurt if it's a month, if more reviews want to be done. But ultimately, there has to be finalisation of the review and delegations being pulled or not.
I suppose a follow-up question is, and I won't speak on behalf of Councillor Bowman as to the entirety of what he's seeking to achieve, and perhaps he could address you on that, but do you believe that potentially some of these the issues which have been raised could be resolved within the time frame that you've specified in a month or so? Obviously, it's subject to the extent of what Councillor Bowman wishes to have you do.
Well, if through the Chair, they're instruments, delegations are instruments of council, and if you want them displayed in a different manner, then we will just have to, administration will implement and we'll hire in the relevant resources to actually make that happen.
Anything further?
No, that clarifies it for me.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak on this? Councillor Jeans?
Just a question, yeah.
Just...
Through the chair, just on delegation, should things be left open for this period of time? Because really, if it's going back that far, or even back to 2014, 2016, shouldn't they actually be reviewed and either the delegation removed? So I believe that there does need to be action on these. That's a question. Sorry, not a debate.
Okay, the CEO.
Through the chair, well, if the delegation is not relevant anymore, then obviously they should be removed, and that would be part of our recommendation. This, actually, the old one, is still a relevant one. I think it refers to the Spine Road, which is part of the Orange Route, and that's very topical at the moment. There's no need to... it's an old delegation, but it might still be topical.
Councillor Aylory, go ahead.
So for the delegation in 2010, so the C1 2010, that authorised the CEO to enter into the contracts for the sale of EMRC generator products to a maximum contract value of $3 million. So why was that amount back in 2010, and then why is that still relevant 14 years later?
I'll go to the CEO. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, through the chair. I don't know why the number 3 million was picked at the time, but it is the number is sufficient for me to perform my functions. So we're not seeking any increase.
Any other questions, or would anyone like to speak to this? Councillor Jeans. Go ahead.
Through the chair. Look, I must admit that in the past I have looked at these and accepted them, but I believe when delegations are that old, I think they need to be reviewed to make sure they're still relevant in this current environment, within the current, you could say, committee. So I believe that this item should be, the motion should be amended, or the item should be deferred, so that there is clarity on each one of these items that I would suggest are more than 5 years old.
So are you moving a procedural motion?
Yes.
Which is?
Which is
that if you could just use your microphone.
Sorry, the procedural motion would be that this item is deferred to allow further information to be provided to council regarding all delegations older than 5 years old.
Until the next council meeting? So defer this item to the next meeting of council. Is there a seconder? Councillor Polifka, did you wish to speak to your procedural motion? Okay, I'll put that straight to the vote. All those in favour? That is Councillor Ellery, Councillor Jeans, Councillor Ames, Councillor Polifka, Deputy Chair Bowman. All those against? Is Councillor Sutherland, Councillor Catalano and myself. That is carried and this is deferred. Okay, so we'll now move on to item 14.8, purchase of rubbish collection vehicles for FOGO waste. Deputy Chair, you've pulled this one.
Just want to vote against.
Do I have a mover and a seconder? Move Councillor Jeans, seconder Councillor Ames. Councillor Jeans.
Look, through the Chair, obviously there is an interest that I have to declare from the Shire of Mundaring, but I have had discussions with the CEO on this particular item, and it appears as though with the imminent, start of FOGO in the Shire of Mundaring and the arrangements that the Shire of Mundaring has with EMRC is that there's no, I believe, and I might be incorrect, but there's no risk to other member councils in the purchase of this because it is covered under the agreement with, and it's ring fenced, and I'm happy to be questioned, not questioned, but to, if I'm incorrect, I'd be happy to be corrected in that. But I believe it's a purchase that is once again has been discovered by the management within the EMRC, and it is a good investment because these type of vehicles are difficult to get hold of. In actual fact, I believe, and I could be wrong, I don't know whether it's confidential, but is that the MRC was looking at purchasing some vehicles from the city of Swan, but that's possibly not going to happen anymore because they want to keep them. So we could be in a difficult situation where we don't have the vehicles to start FOGO within the Shire of Mundaring if we don't acquire these vehicles.
Thank you. Councillor Ames.
No, very minimal, but I do follow the estimate, all the information from Councillor Jeans, and look, the officer's recommendation is to purchase these vehicles. These vehicles aren't getting any cheaper, and obviously they're of good quality, so as also Councillor Jeans identified as well, we need to get some vehicles on the ground to ensure these the Medics FOGO instalment is rolled out on time. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone wish to speak against? Deputy Chair.
Thank you. Look, I understand it's good business, it's convenient, it's financially beneficial. However, they are not reasons to go against the requirements of Reg 11, of the the tender regs. That's the reason why I cannot support this. It's not unique. It's not a sole supplier. It's not urgent in that it's a fire or anything like that. Sorry, I should clear that up. We had the time to go out to tender previously. August was the time that the Shire of Mundaring advised the MRC that was going ahead. So purely for the fact that I do not believe that you can be exempt for the tender regs, because it's good business, because it's financially beneficial. Yes, I understand EMRC is a business, but they're required to follow the Local Government Act, like all our member local governments, and we wouldn't be doing that in our local governments. So therefore, I question why we're even thinking of doing it here.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak on this item? Councillor Ellery.
So in the key points, it does note that the Regulation 11.1 requires tenderers to be publicly invited for contractors unless the circumstances in which 11.2 state otherwise. So what's the reason given for why this is otherwise?
I'll go to the CEO.
Through the Chair. The main reason is availability of trucks. So we were notified in August that... We were required to implement FOGO collection in Mundaring. The lead time for new trucks is about 18 months currently, and second-hand trucks are just not available. So these trucks became available from the city of Stirling. We would have preferred a direct arrangement with the city of Stirling, but they already traded these vehicles in with Major Motors. And Major Motors is not going to wait on the tender process. Because there's people waiting at the door to buy these second-hand trucks because there's just a shortage in the truck, because there's a lot of local governments rolling out FOGO. So that's the two reasons, availability and long lead times of new equipment.
As a follow-up, the second point says that the 11.2, the reason for which, you can... So the next point says... If it's believed that the unique nature of the goods or services required, if and or for any other reason, it is unlikely that there is more than one potential supplier, then tenders do not need to be invited. So we are now in the circumstance where your justification is you believe there is not likely to be more than one potential supplier. So, sorry, that's the context. The question is, have you then, can evidence be provided to the council that alternative quotations were sought? I'm not saying you went out to tender, but to use a used car analogy, you've gone to the Major Motors. They've got two trucks there. Cool. They're probably in very short supply in a market where the state government has mandated everyone go to FOGO. So understand they're probably hot property right now, but is there any evidence that can be provided that you've gone to, again, a crass analogy, but a deal with Dazza and, his 10 suppliers, of which they've all said we don't have any. Can that evidence be provided?
I'll go to the CEO.
Yeah. I'll pass it on to the CFO.
We have looked at all the different avenues. We looked at auctions as well, and hasn't been any of that quality that would be able to meet our requirements. It is, in a sense, opportunistic that this has come up. We have been in discussion, but it is unfortunate that the City of Stirling traded in. Otherwise, we've been dealing directly with the local government, and that's also exempted under the local government the tender regulations. So we could have done it directly, but because they've already traded it in with the major motors, the fact of the matter is it is available. We attempted to look at elsewhere what is available. We are always having a pulse on the ground to see what's available, what's good. Because we are now in the regional waste collection, we're always looking for good trucks, but at the same time, we're also conscious the market to buy a brand new one. One is costly, two is going to take a long lead time. It's just not much in the market.
Go ahead.
Was anything put out through WALGA?
I'll go to the CEO.
No.
Sorry, probably just if I may clarify, when you say put out to WALGA, do you mean like a WALGA quotations process? No, there isn't one, because at the end of the day, it would have been the same situation, especially with local governments, who was one of the suppliers. They would either gone for the auction houses or deal directly with the suppliers, the major motors of the world.
Is there any option to hold these vehicles, or is it essentially that if these aren't bought this month, then there's no opportunity to seek for another one next month? Is there any way of forgive the, and again, crass analogy, but of lay buying the trucks?
I'll go to the CEO.
I think lay buy is an indication that you're actually going to buy the item, but I'm sure if we don't want the trucks, then there will be someone else that will buy these trucks, because there's big demand in the market. And
did you wish to speak to it, Councillor Ellery? No? Anyone wish to speak to this, Councillor Palifka?
Yeah, just a question in terms of the worst case scenario. So perhaps for the CEO, you mentioned that if no other second-hand trucks are available, that the waiting time would be 18 months. How long would that delay the introduction of the FOGO collection in the Shire of Mundaring?
Through the chair, so the costing is done on used trucks. Going to new trucks will actually increase the lift rate, and then FOGO will have to be stalled if we can't find any other trucks by 18 to 24 months. So we ordered a truck, or we have to go through the tender process. We ordered a truck, order is placed, and then delivery.
So you're saying the downside is that the Shire of Mundaring might not have FOGO for an additional 2 years if we don't make this decision?
Correct.
All right.
Question?
Deputy Chair?
So just continuing on that line of questioning then, if a project was to stall, is that a reason to go against the requirements to go out to tender? Is that one of the reasons under the legislation to not go to tender?
I'll go to the CFO.
Through the chair, the tender regulations allow exemptions. It's not going against the tenders regulation. It is providing an opportunity. It is a practical regulation. It allows for unique situations for exemptions. And we believe, as officers, that this is a unique situation that's available to us. And we do also recognize that we meet the requirements under the exemptions, under the regulations. So we're not going against the tender regs.
And second question three, Madam Chair, is there a reason why we haven't gone to seek quotations or go out for tender any time from previously August when we were revised by the Shire of Mundaring to now?
Through the chair, yeah, because we were made aware that these used fleet would become available from the City of Stirling. So we found our trucks.
Yeah, but the question is, EMRC knew at the end of August that the Shire of Mundaring wanted the FOGO done by EMRC. So EMRC knew that we need two trucks. I believe it's in the budget. Why wasn't a tender or quotations sought in August or September?
Well, I don't think that's the process, actually, because it's basically almost like an auction. This was traded in with a dealer. The dealer was not going to respond to a tender. People knock on the door and want to buy second-hand equipment. And then they enter into a commercial arrangement with that. I mean, going to tender, we don't believe that a dealer would actually respond to that.
So, Madam Chair, if I can ask another question. So the tender... Sorry, I've lost it now. Sorry.
I'll just ask a follow-up question from that. So would it be the reason, was there... I forgot who stated it before, but the fact that they were being offloaded by the City of Stirling, was that a reason why you didn't look into doing a tender, because you thought you were going to be doing a deal with a local government and that's exempt from a tender?
That's correct.
Okay, so yeah. That could have added
that's
to
part
the...
part of the... Yep.
Yeah. Any other questions? I'm going to speak for this item. I'm comfortable that we aren't breaching any regulations. I trust the advice from our officers. This is a really good deal for the EMRC and for the Shire of Mundaring as well. There's bigger risks in not being able to fulfil our end of the contract, I think. We've committed to the Shire of Mundaring to be their collection service for FOGO. If we can't deliver that, they may end up going with a Cleanaway or another provider. Who knows? We don't know. I'm very comfortable with this. I think it's a good deal. And these aren't Toyota Camrys that you can find anywhere. These are rubbish collection vehicles that you just can't find anywhere. And try buy a new vehicle these days, and you know, any car you're waiting 12 months for. So I think that we should proceed with this. Anyone else wish to speak? Councillor Ellery?
Look, I'll speak for it, but preface it with I'm not happy. I suppose mainly because that there, within that contract, that there is a sort of value for money, and just in my mind, it's very hard for the EMRC to demonstrate to the Shire of Mundaring that they are delivering value for money when there simply is nothing to compare it to. So we are in a position where, yes, there would be a huge demand for trucks, and I'm sure that there's a shortage of supply, and that it can be justified that there was not more than one potential supplier, as there just weren't any around there. But what I would like to see more in future is that, okay, in a case where we had gone out seeking two trucks, that it was we'd consulted with a dozen local governments, found out when they might be retiring certain of their fleets, that this was the only opportunity, and therefore that was why I was asking the question about the evidence, like being able to see that, because then when it comes to demonstrating the value for money, you're saying, well, yeah, we had five local governments that were retiring some of their fleet. If they were like City of Swan, retiring vehicles in, you know, where they're running their own collection vehicles, then that would be the evidence. That would be what I'd like to see. So I understand what was done in this process. I understand why it was done the way that it was, that it was thought that there was some of them could have, but I suppose, and that's why I'm happy to vote for this, but certainly I'd be saying that, and even putting the EMRC hat on, so, which we have, we've got to demonstrate to our customers where we're providing value for money. And quite frankly, if there's not evidence for that, then I don't think that you could be said to be objectively providing a quality best value service. And so, yeah. Thank you, though, for taking the initiative to get this and following up with the other dealer so that a certain customer can get their FOGO.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak on this? If not, I'll go the mover to close.
Okay, thank you. Through the chair, look, I'll just make this brief. I remember I was involved in the process of FOGO when we put out a tender for FOGO, and it was a very long procrastinated process, and in the end the price just kept on going up and up and up, and in the end we couldn't afford that FOGO, the construction of that FOGO building. In this particular case, I do accept that when we that a tender process possibly should have started within the system, but I'd also wouldn't have liked to have missed out on the opportunity of only going over the, over in this particular case of $18,000 on something that we believe is a good quality vehicle, and I've seen lots of very, very, very old vehicles that are running around picking up bags of rubbish, you know, and they've got ones that are about 20, 30 years old. So I think this is, it is outside the scope of, you know, the, but that as a council, we have that ability to approve that. So I'm seeking your support for this motion. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? That's Councillor Palifka, Councillor Ames, Councillor Sutherland, Councillor Ellery, Councillor Jeans, Councillor Catalano and myself. All those against, Councillor Bowman, that is carried. Okay, we'll now move on to item 15, reports of committees. There are nil. Item 16, reports of delegates. 16.1, Municipal Waste Advisory Council, MWAC minutes held the 13th of December 2023. These minutes are included in the agenda. Item 17, members' motions of which previous notice has been given. 17.1, notice of motion received from Councillor Bowman. Would you like to read out your motion?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find it. So the council reviews its membership of the Audit Committee to include an external member in addition to the existing councils from member councils, and two, instruct the CEO to table at a future meeting of council a revised council policy 2.1, as well as the Audit Committee terms of reference to reflect the proposed change of membership, and B, a proposal for council consideration the remuneration be paid to the external member of the Audit Committee.
So moved, Deputy Chair Bowman. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Jeans, Councillor Bowman.
Just really quickly, look, I think it's good governance. I think it provides another level of independence and accountability. Being a failed bean counter by choice with me, it's not easy to understand all the finances if you're not a financial savvy person. I think it's good when you've got someone else that has got that understanding to help the rest of the audit committee. I think it's a good practice, not having looked at each member councils, but I do know at least two or three have got that in place now.
Thank you, Councillor Jeans.
Yes, and through the chair. Now, I do support this this motion. I and just reflecting on Shire Mundaring, we've had independence for 6 years, and we've had a chair, independent chair, for 2 years. The last 2 years, it has certainly helped. In actual fact, we've had three, and I would be suggesting that we don't put in that we have just one independent. I'd possibly leave it open to two, because the advantage we had with three is that we had a very strong financial side and also a very strong risk management side. So that they complemented each other as independent members. So no, I do support this as to improve, you could say, our transparency in the whole process of, you could say, local government.
Thank you. Anyone wish to speak against?
I just wanted to ask a question of that. Reading them together, the motion and the rationale, I'm quite content with what's being put, but the problem I have is that the rationale doesn't necessarily find its way into the motion. And in particular, I'm referring to the relevant qualifications of good governance, because the motion as it currently stands just says to include an external member. Perhaps would be more inclined to put some controls around what that external member would be, and to adopt the language from the rationale, just to, I suppose, specify that they would be a person that had qualifications in good governance. So my question is whether that is something which could find its way into the motion, and whether that's consistent with the intent of the mover.
Okay. Okay, so the question is to the mover then, if it's in regarding intent.
I don't have any issue with that.
Or would you like to move an amendment?
I'm not suggesting an amendment, just wanted to understand if it was intended to put those controls in place.
I'll go to the CFO.
Through the Chair, with regards to the rationale and also the motion itself, the intention of the motion is to allow the CEO to direct us to basically provide a paper back to Council that would include the selection criteria for the membership, and the numbers of members, the remuneration, all of those things. So those will be considered by Council. And
if we have the opportunity and that's all going to be considered, then that's not an issue.
Yep. Yeah,
more than happy with that. Thanks.
Okay. Anyone wish to speak against? Anyone for? Councillor Ellery?
Yeah, just happy to support it. I would just note that probably it could be specified in the terms of reference, the qualifications for an external member, and that there may then, of course, be some sort of, given the committee would, of course, have some selection criteria for which that doesn't need to be in the policy, but it would be assumed that certainly that's in the Shire of the Mundaring, the way we would have members objectively compared against their qualifications. I probably would be putting an amendment just echoing off what Councillor Jeans had said, that it would be instead of to include an external member of up to two external members. I think that the same benefit that applies to one independent member, two allows for that perhaps differences of opinion, differences of expertise in that external advice given. Of course, then the litmus test comes, well, why don't you just open it up to everyone? And normally the rationale there is, well, you often don't want external members outnumbering the actual member, the council member members.
So Councillor Ellery, are you moving an amendment?
Moving an amendment that it would instead read, instead of include an external member, the amendment would be to include up to two external members.
Okay. Before I just check with the mover and seconder, the CFO would like to make a comment.
Chair, thank you. Just I suppose the review is still not done, and rather than preempt the number of members, and again, that review will determine the appropriate number. It might be two, it might be three. Might I then suggest to include external members with a bracket S that will give you the opportunity at the appropriate forum to actually discuss that?
Okay. I'm happy then for the amendment instead to say to include and then remove an and then change bracket S after members.
okay. So I'll just check with the mover and seconder first if they accept that. Accept it. So that now forms part of the substantive motion. Councillor Catalano.
How many people on the audit committee?
Good.
Four.
Through the Chair, it mirrors the number of member councils, so four committee members and then four deputies and four second deputies. But at any one time, there's 44.
Four. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. So would anyone like to speak on this? No? I'll go to the mover to close. Okay. I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That is Councillor... Plifka, Councillor Ames, Councillor Ellery, Councillor Jeans, Councillor Catalano, Deputy Chair Bowman and myself. All those against is Councillor Sutherland. That is carried. Okay. We'll now move item 18, new business of an urgent nature. Anyone have anything? No. Item 19, confidential matters for which the meeting may be closed to the public. So I'll just check first. Does anyone wish to withdraw confidential item under section 19? Yes. Councillor Catalano?
Yes, I do. I want to withdraw the one...
19.2?
Yes, sorry. Yeah, 19.2. About construction.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Deputy Chair?
I've got 19.3, 19.4 and 19.5.
Anyone else? Nope. Okay, so I know, I'm just getting there. Okay. So, could I please have a mover and seconder to go behind closed doors? Move Councillor Jean, seconded Deputy Chair. All those in favour? That is unanimous. So if we could please close the doors. On Thursday, the 28th of March, 2024, at the EMRC Administration Building, commencing at 6 p.m. I'll now declare the meeting closed at 7:33 p.m. Thank you, everyone.